Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space on our essentials news offering, Dubai Electric and Water Authority has set a deadline of the 12th of August for prospective developers to submit bids for the construction of water reservoirs near the Hassayan Independent Water Project in the United Arab Emirates. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, global law firm Dentons has added a team of four transactional and regulatory lawyers from Baker McKenzie to its energy and infrastructure group in Berlin. The Japanese government will urge the closure or suspension of about 100 low-efficiency coal-fired power plants in the country by 2030 in the face of international pressure for a transition to greener alternatives. The OPEC Fund for International Development has signed a $20 million loan deal to finance a Mali road project aimed at improving links to economic centres and social amenities for around 2.7 million people. And the Asian Development Bank has joined the Central Banks and Supervisors Network for greening the financial system as an observer. Over in the commodity finance world, the EBRD has agreed a 7 million euro working capital loan to farming and grain storage operations of Ukraine's Grain Alliance Group. Dentons Abu Dhabi and Dentons London have advised a syndicate of banks in relation to a $166 million lease financing of international logistics group TriStar to part fund the purchase of six chemical tankers from a shipyard in South Korea. Endeavour Mining has completed its acquisition of Canada-based Semafo and appointed Benat Desmarat as president. And Roxgold refinanced its Yamarco facility and secured an extra $20 million in funding. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, the EIB has signed the third synthetic securitization transaction with the Santander Bank Polska Group. And CDC Group and FinFund have announced a $70 million commitment to AfriInvest's new multi-sector private equity fund to boost SMEs in the continent. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.